T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do have 5 categories, a little different spin this time around for the last one. Not a sports bonus, but a P1 special. Yeah.
Okay.
So your categories are when animals attack.
Animals.
Being Antonio Brown. Prison Break. Florida Man.
Yeah, there we go.
And your P1 special. Okay. Where do we want to start?
I'll just get Antonio Brown out of the way.
Baby.
I have a feeling this might be
feet
being circumcised related.
Something like that.
Feet,
yeah.
Foot fetish?
Rex Ryan.
The Ryan family?
Yeah, I wonder how Rexy feels about Antonio.
Probably got really excited at that last Hard Knock. See, him and his wife sat there and be like,
So we've followed the Antonio Brown saga with the feet, the helmet, and now being sued for the chef bill. The question here is, would you rather have Antonio Brown's frostbitten feet for 5 years?
He had some bad bunions also.
Or would you rather have Antonio Brown's $38,000 chef bill for one event?
$38,000 chef bill for one event.
Can I afford the $38,000 chef bill?
You're going to have to pay the $38,000. You don't have to do it all at once.
Do I have his money?
I could sell a kidney.
No, you have your money.
I have my money.
You have your money.
I'll take the feet.
5 years of frostbite on the feet.
No, 5 years?
5 years or $38,000?
No. I'm going 38 G's. Mm-hmm. That means it was at one hell of a
party.
Wait
a minute, I have to walk around with frostbite for 5 years?
Yeah. That's what makes it a tough choice.
Cam's upset that this is a hard question.
You give him all the easy ones.
Give me the easy ones.
Yeah, I feel like AB needs to blame his entourage because I bet he didn't even know about this bill.
You know what? Actually, on the contrary, I heard. Ooh. Oh, you know, it was.
Au contraire, mon frère.
One of his associates told the chef, "You don't even look at Antonio on your way out of the house." He just like
that's great.
Told him like, "Put your eyes down and get out of here."
How dare you? Should be thankful he's eating your food. Yeah, give me the money.
Antonio Brown sounds insufferable.
Maybe he's good. Oh, well.
You put up with it.
Yeah, they will. He's a Raider. Deal with it.
Cameron, your category?
I'm going to go with the Florida Man, please.
Whoop, whoop. Florida Man. So this story is one where a man, I believe, was mad at his neighbor. And what he did is he came over and attacked the neighbor with nunchucks and a can of roach spray.
Wow.
He was eventually detained when he accidentally hit himself in the head with the nunchucks and kind of knocked himself out there.
It's an underused weapon.
But the question here, would you rather be attacked with a swinging nunchuck or roach spray to the eyes?
Oh, nunchucks.
Oh,
no
way.
How cool would it be to be known that you got in a fight with nunchucks? Roach spray? Hey, I got kind of, this guy can't have to, unless he was lighting the roach spray on fire because it's highly flammable, then it'd be like a flamethrower. But I'm going to go with nunchucks because it's nunchucks.
Dude, nunchucks hurt.
Yeah, but that's still nunchucks.
By the way, I'm looking at this guy's mugshot and his left eye's like swollen shut from hitting himself with the nunchucks.
I'm definitely going with the roach spray to the eyes here. Because it's like getting maced. You wash it out, rinse your eyes out, you'll be okay. Oh. All right, Prison Break.
This is a story where a Brazilian gang member attempted to...
I love this
story. Did you see this story?
I did see this.
Attempted to break out of jail disguising himself dressed as his teenage daughter.
This is great.
I don't think it were.
Did not.
My favorite part is that the guy was just going to leave his daughter in prison.
He wore a bra.
If you think about it, if he could pull that off, though, she didn't necessarily... Like, would they detain her?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we sure?
What is she going to do? I don't know why I'm... I don't know where my dad went.
He threatened me.
That's a good point.
You know? And then he leaves the country and is gone. Still, you're aiding and abetting because they're going to assume that you took all the disguises in. She's 19.
And oh, not a minor.
It's Brazilian prison, so, I mean, you could probably be 12 and still go to prison there.
Good point.
So the question here, though, it's a little bit of a tricky one. Would you rather successfully break out of prison in disguise, but then have to take on the identity of that person once you are free?
Do we have a choice of who we get to be?
Whoever you end up getting disguised as, who it could be a family member, a guard, I mean, whatever. You don't, so no, just not you. Or you stay in prison 20 years longer, but when you get out, you get your own life back.
Okay.
So one, you have your freedom as someone else. One, you have your freedom as someone else. Two, you're in there for 20 years, but you get out as yourself.
So I have to be Mrs. Doubtfire for 20 years.
No, you're either free for life as someone else.
You would be a terrifying woman.
What are you talking about? I saw Total Recall and Arnold Schwarzenegger with the big lady.
Three, what?
No, not that one. The one with the head came off and she's freaked out.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one too.
I'm sneaking out. I want to, I don't want to be in there. So I'm sneaking out. Give it to me. I'll take whoever identity you want. You can pick my identity.
No, man. I'm not going to roll the dice with picking up some of those stories that you hear of people that are in prison. You have to roll out and assume their identity. No, I'm good. I'm assuming that my prison stay is going to be pretty short.
You said 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
You said 20 years.
20
Dusty.
Years and you get out as yourself or free immediately, but you're someone else.
I think I could not last in prison. I'm breaking out. I didn't hear the 20 years part.
Yeah, that was the 20 years. Yeah. Pretty significant.
But yeah,
but you get your own life back.
I'm breaking out. No, it's okay. I'll just commit another crime and steal somebody else's identity that I want to be.
Animals
Dusty
attack.
Taking lives, Hera. Yeah.
Show me some attacking animals.
Yeah, so a recent story. To back up a previous story we saw the buffalo that charged the little girl.
I walked on that same path, by the way,
at
Yellowstone.
Were there buffalo anywhere nearby?
There were not buffalo nearby, but there were moronic people standing within 100 feet of buffalo taking
pictures.
Too close. This is dumb. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
We also got a story this week of the first reported wolf attack at a campsite.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't usually do that. They're pack animals.
A single wolf attacked a family of four while they were sleeping, while they were camping.
As a desperate wolf that is hungry.
Hungry. Yeah.
Or I was thinking maybe a sick wolf. I don't know.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
But the question here, would you rather defend yourself against a wolf attack in a group of four or defend yourself against a charging bison by yourself?
Bison by myself. See, this one's so simple because wolves are going to nip at you and then you're going to start running. Yeah. Then they're just going to let you run and run and run and run. And it won't matter because they're going to wear you down for miles and nip at you in pieces. At least the buffalo.
It's one dog, though, with four people.
No, there's always more.
Well, no, he just said it's one dog.
It's you and three others versus one wolf.
Although, all I have to do is trip the slowest and...
So you're sacrificing your teammates. Nice.
You don't trust your own speed. You're going to have to trip somebody else to be the fastest out of there?
That's the goal, is you make sure you just trip the slowest person. You want to live? Bison.
I'm going bison, too, because the bison won't eat you. You know?
Just nudge
that's
you.
That's true.
The dog
just might send you over the ridge 20 feet in the air.
At least it's a quick death.
I've been bucked off. I've been bucked off a horse before. You know? I assume it's kind of the same feeling. Just getting way up in the air. Yeah, I'm going, I'm taking my chances. And plus, you can just zig or zag.
All right, our P1 special. This comes to us from Deal, who sent this in last week. Did not get to include it in last week's Would You Rather because we didn't have a full-blown Would You Rather. But I'm going to explain this while
both... What did you do last week for Would You Rather?
I ran back an old Would You Rather. The second ever Buck installment of a Would You Rather.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So first, you guys have a task. Go to 1080 The Fan's Twitter account. I retweeted two photos from Deal that he sent us last week.
Yes.
And just for the people out there who can't see and are listening, the question here is, would you rather have a dryer mounted over your toilet in your bathroom or have your bathtub at the top of the stairs exposed in a hallway.
Is that real?
These are two of the worst looking bathrooms ever. And I'm assuming that these are in Europe somewhere where space is super tight, or New York City.
They're just really poorly designed. But the question is basically, which would you rather have in your home? The bathtub at the top of the stairs or the dryer over your toilet?
I'm going bathtub at the top of the stairs, Bob.
I'm also going bathtub at the top of the stairs because I don't want a 220 plug anywhere near my water where I'm showering.
Yeah. So this...
What is that?
There's also thinking about taking clothes out of the dryer and accidentally just dropping them in the toilet.
Well,
although if I do get out of the bathtub very quickly, I will tumble to my death down my stairway.
You guys have not mentioned the worst part about this dryer being above your toilet.
It's above the toilet.
The ways that you are going to die are horrible. You're going to be taking a dump and a dryer is going to fall on top of you.
Hey, just
you
like are going the bison, it'll be quick.
You are going to be in a bathtub and you are going to have a dryer fall on top of you, or you're going to get electrocuted.
By the way, where do you fold your clothes? What if your clothes fall into the toilet? Literally, when you open
that's what Buck said.
It's falling into the toilet.
That's what Buck said.
Yeah, I know. I said
so
it.
So you guys are both taking the bathtub at the top of the stairs?
Bathtub, top of
the stairs. I am too.
I never take a bath, and if I do, I will be telling myself the entire time, don't go out the side.
That is a great question.
Don't go out the side.
When is the last time you took a bath?
Wow, that is a good question.
And a bathhouse does not count.
Wait, what?
This is a tough question.
It was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been at least 10 years for me.
Is it really?
I think. I've been to a Turkish bath, but you said no bathhouses.
That does sound great.
What happened in there, Buck?
A fantastic massage. Best of
Ryan
my life.
Ryan from the Bay, what happened?
A Turkish,
Did you get loofah?
I can fully regale.
Did you get loofah?
But,
Oh, yeah, loofahs are great.
They wrap you up in warm towels like a sultan when it's over with. It is just so fantastic. It's as comfortable as I've ever been.
Like a sultan?
I have a photo of this. You'll see.
I don't want to see your Turkish bathhouse.
Yeah, you do.
Photos, Ryan.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. A skin crawling finish to a great weekend, would you rather? Thank you, Ryan Buckley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.